start off on the second start of the week honor, I guess. Obviously, a real productive weekend for you and the team, so nice to be rewarded, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we're playing some good hockey right now, and from top to bottom, we're getting contributes from everybody, and, you know, it feels good to get a couple wins here, and, you know, just got to continue.
It's been so consistent. Have you noticed anything in the last week with your own team?
No, I think it's, you know, our whole team's kind of taking a turn after the break, and you know, it's just simple hockey. It's just recognizing what's at the table here. It's, you know, we need points, and it's just playoff hockey. I think everybody's bringing their best every single night.
Yourself with Daniel Cobb, obviously teaming up for a shorthanded goal. What's the penalty kill kind of been doing well the last kind of month that's led to some real good?
Yeah, we didn't get off to a good start as a kill, and you know, just little adjustments, and it's just 1 or 2 feet. You know, taking extra stride, getting a stick on, you know, and when we're in structure, you know, pressure in the right times, and making it tough for the opponents. And I think, you know, we'll create those more turnovers, and we got a pretty fast group too to capitalize on some of those. Yeah, I think it was kind of a turnover by DeBrincat on the half wall there, and you know, Copper picked it up, and there's just pretty much a flat out race than that. I mean, we were just both sprinting, and pretty nice backhand sauce too by Copper, so that was pretty nice. I just tried to finish it off.
Did it touch the ice?
Yeah, he got it down. It's it was right there. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You can work on all assets of your game, and that specifically. Yeah, it does. I think trying to get the puck off quick is you know, it's pretty big in today's NHL, especially for shooting. I mean, these goalies, you see them, if they're able to set on a shot, they're so good, they're going to stop it. And I think if that little hesitation where they're, you know, if you get it off quick and they're 1 or 2 seconds before, you know, they're trying to set, there's going to be open holes in you know, they're in between their arms and stuff. So that's definitely something that I pay attention to when I shoot the puck.
The one between the Saturday or the Sunday one, which one?
I'm sorry?
The Saturday goal and the Sunday goal, which one ranked? Which one ranked
tops
on for you?
I mean, I'll take them any chance I get. A goal is a goal, so I can't really pick per se. Okay.
Obviously, it's been a while since you guys have seen the New York Rangers. Just a thought on your opponent tonight and what they kind of bring to the table.
Yeah, they got some dynamic forwards up front, and you know, with Panarin, you got to keep an eye on him, and you know, the power play runs through him as well, and they can make plays, and you know, they're one of those teams that's, you know, they're not afraid to. I mean, they're on the outside looking in the playoff spots, and you know, they can be a pretty dangerous team, and so we got to pay attention to that, and you know, they got some skilled defensemen as well, so I think we just got to compete hard tonight.
Yeah,